Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Browns losing 27-10 yesterday to the Chargers to go to 2-7 on the season. Real nice story. Won't make you happy, Andy. On Cleveland.com. About Jim Harbaugh and his Cleveland ties.
I actually really enjoyed that story.
I did too.
I'm not going to lie. The fact that his parents, for their honeymoon, went to a Browns-Giants game.
That's fabulous.
Because he got free tickets because he was a
like
high school.
The day after they got married.
The only thing I didn't like about it was it made Art Modell look like a good guy. Right? You're like,
yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, the hard part about Art is as much as like I still upset about the move.
Should have sold the team.
There were things about, yeah, he should have just sold the team. Just sell the team, take the money, and then go buy Baltimore. That's what he should have done. Why was that so hard?
Yep, wasn't so hard.
And I don't think he would have
been
there
was no expansion team at the time. It became one several years later, as we know.
Yeah, but they were forced to do the expansion team, right? So why wouldn't they have just done it that way?
That was a nice story, though. Go read it on Cleveland.
It was actually pretty cool. For as much as I'm not a big
Jim Harbaugh saying, I have great Cleveland memories coming here for Christmas and summer vacations. And I thought, okay, great.
I kind of felt like he was the...
Here's some salt. Where's that wound? I love Cleveland. We just kicked your butt.
I didn't remember it when I was a player in the NFL, I remember it as an adult and, you know, all my years at Michigan. And
We were asked about John Dorsey in our last segment, and I liked John as a GM.
I did too.
I did. I thought he did a nice job here.
Football.
And I thought he did a nice job. Can I point this one out? He loved Baker. I know a lot of people love Baker. This is not going to be a Baker debate.
Mm-hmm.
There are two quarterbacks out of that class who are clearly head and shoulders above the other guys in that class.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, you know, the big debate was who are you going to take number one? And it was Baker, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen.
Oh, man.
Josh Allen.
I remember the five of those guys sitting together at the draft.
And then the other guy, the fifth guy who was on the outs, who, you know, nobody thought much of, that Lamar Jackson fellow.
Who was Lamar Jackson?
And, you know, the rough part is that, you know, John picked Baker.
Because he liked him.
Okay. Yeah, Baker's clearly a competent NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could say that Sam Darnold is clearly a competent NFL quarterback. But two guys have future Hall of Fame quarterback written all over them, and the Browns didn't take one of those two guys with John Dorsey. So that's always going to be something that sticks in my head. And good to have John still living in town. I like John.
See him occasionally.
Yeah. I thought he did a nice job here.
We have a lot of guys that stuck around town.
Dorsey is a name that's still involved with the franchise, and that's Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator. Oh, Andy.
Yeah.
I root for people. I don't root against people. I like to see everybody succeed. Players around the NFL, I don't care. I like to see everybody play well. You know, everybody do well. Great. That's, I know, naive and stupid. Great. This offense has scored more than 18 points in one game this year. One game. Yeah. This team has scored more than 18 points in a game. You mentioned Ken Dorsey's name earlier. Does some big move happen here at the bye week that involves something with the staff? The Raiders let go of three coaches, including their offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy, the former Akron Zip. Could the Browns make a change at offensive coordinator, and how bad would that look?
Now? I don't think they're doing it now.
I don't think so either.
The only way they're doing
it now.
Wouldn't
it look terrible if you did it now?
There would have to be huge personality conflicts to let somebody go right now.
Which we wouldn't know about.
I don't think Ken Dorsey's that guy. Someone's going to have to take the fall for this at the end of the year. It's still the NFL, isn't it? Let me check. Yep, still the NFL. So someone's probably going to get fired at the end of the year. And when you consider that, they went from, different defensive coordinator, which seemed to be an upgrade. Special teams, I still don't quite understand why they made this switch there. I thought Mike Prefer was a pretty good coach. And, he ended up retiring. So, but I'll still never, quite understand why he was let go and they brought Bubba in. But that's okay. Bubba was around him. Special teams is special teams. So,
What does that mean? You have special teams guys who just, threw something at their radio.
It's special teams. What do you want me to say? Are you banking on a win or a loss on special teams?
Three phases of the game, and every phase is as critical as the next.
Well, trust me, I think special teams is unbelievably. I'm the guy that quotes Jim Tressel saying the punt is the most important play in the game.
And you like long snappers.
I'm a huge long snapper fan. Huge. Big fan of that. Punters, kickers, I'm the champion for the little guy. But my point is, I don't think you're going to. Firing a special teams coach at the end of the year when you're not firing the head coach just is kind of like a background. It's Muzak. It's Muzak.
Can I add on that?
Sure.
The Browns have had some coaching changes over the last couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
The special teams move doesn't look like it's better or worse, right? One way or the other.
I don't know. The other guy won a playoff game for you.
The offensive line situation is worse. Whether that's because of Bill Callahan and Andy Dickerson, you can put in your own input there. The running backs coach situation, Stump Mitchell not here, Deuce Staley is. Is it Deuce's fault that the offensive line has been just a mess? I don't think that's the case. Has any running back stepped up and made great improvements this year? I don't know that that's the case. I'm a Deontay Foreman fan. I'd love to see him get more carries, but we're not seeing him get the ball.
Can we give Nick a couple weeks to get back to normal here
we
start?
No, without question, Andy, without question. And, I like Deontay. I like Pierre Strong. Jerome Ford did a fine job last year. I don't see much difference with the running backs, except they're not performing real well. Maybe that's play calling. Maybe it's the line, whatever. I don't think it's Deuce Staley. Deuce is a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make the offensive coordinator change. And that's clearly not helped. I don't know that that's the problem. But, boy, it's clearly not helped. That's fair to say, is it not?
Yeah.
Kevin is in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Great. Well, actually, in full disclosure, since we're all sharing, I'm on the road to the airport. I'm going to St. Louis. So, in transit, if you'll have to say that.
Very nice. Be safe.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Andy, saw your post-game show. Loved it. Thought it was great. That's an awesome show. I love that. How are you guys?
Make sure you're listening to Jeff, though.
You're listening to ours on the Browns Radio Network, Kevin?
Yep. Make sure you're doing both.
I meant the one on TV.
Kevin.
I saw him. Yeah. And Andy, I didn't want to put words in your mouth, but
sure.
I'm just going to say sounded like maybe you were suggesting that the Browns need a little bit of reality pie, so to speak, and their chances for the postseason is basically zero or so small you might as well call it zero.
Yeah.
And because of that, it might be time to maybe showcase some of our younger guys and see what we've got in preparation of the draft, which would include let's get DTR out there, bad, good, or indifferent. Let's get him out there to at least see what we got in the kid, because him on the bench and not playing doesn't show us anything. So
totally agree. I said all this probably an hour ago, but that's okay.
Right.
I agree with you.
I agree with you, Andy. I think this is the time. Let's be honest. We're not making the playoffs. Our season's done. And if we're going to play for next year, which I think we are now, if we don't know what our young guys can do, then we don't know what we're doing for the draft. So to me, the best move for the Browns is to prepare for the draft, which is – see what our young guys can do. So, and I would totally love, not that I expect too many wins, but I want to see DTR out there. I want to see what we can do. Let him start the remainder of the season, and now we know what we got in the guy or what we don't have him in him. But at least we know.
Amen, Kev. Amen. I agree.
Kevin, thank you very much. Drive safely.
Unless you really believe deep down that they can, you know, win out, they can win 8 straight games. And if you wanna wait one more week and make the switch, okay. I'm all right with it. I mean, I can live with it, but at some point you're gonna have to say completely over. Like the majority of everyone is just done. We're all there. We had a glimmer of hope because we felt like it was optimism. Because of the way they played last week. I mean, let's face it. They beat the Ravens last week. And, I mean, that's a good win. It's a great win.
That was a great game. They played well. The worst pass defense in the NFL at the time. But who cares? It was the Baltimore Ravens, and they got a win. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, stingiest defense in the NFL. They put up 10 points.
They needed to win 2 or 3 at home, even at the worst, in this 3-game homestand. And now we only have 3 home games left, which seems bizarre.
Waverly Willis is with us.
How are you, Waverly?
WW?
I'm good. Hey, guys, how's everything going?
We're good. It's a therapy Monday, isn't it? I mean, we're somewhere between depression and apathy.
Well, you know what? I don't feel bad for you because
you
this
shouldn't.
Is a
yeah, we
come
don't.
To Jesus moment here.
Okay.
Cleveland, why are you all so delusional? At my barbershop last week, it's guys in there talking about we win one game.
Yep.
One game last week. They talking about different scenarios that we can make the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl. Come on, dude. We can't be like this. It's like being in a bad relationship.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And she just keeps calling us back. You know, because she decides to cook us dinner or something. Oh, well, she made a great meal, and then she goes back out and scratches our car up or something. Come on.
Pork chops?
At least for this year. Yeah. This year, it's a wrap. Cleveland, it's a wrap.
Hey, Waverly, let me ask you this. When they come into cuts, right, and they're you know, chopping it up about the Browns, do they leave good tips? Are they taking care of you?
What?
Do they leave good tips?
Yeah.
Is everybody taking it? So it's good to be.
Tip.
So maybe in some ways it's good to be optimistic. You live the same life we do, right?
Right.
I think barbershops are
talking about this year.
Okay.
This year is a wrap.
Yeah.
Lightning only strikes once in one time in one place. Lightning struck for the Browns last year with Flacco.
I don't know if that's true. Did you ever read the Guinness Book of World Records when you were a kid? And they had that one park ranger that got hit 7 times.
Stop drinking the Kool-Aid, bro.
7 times.
That's bad luck.
I'm with you, Waverly. I'm with
Waverly.
You.
Stay tuned and listen to Todd. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
Do you remember that guy from Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah. I do. I still have my Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. Remember? And he's got his hat. He's got his hat. He's sitting there.
Smoking.
He's in the Guinness.
It's still smoking.
Yeah, it's got the lightning. I'm like, man, that guy, how many
Todd,
times that guy get
it? Got about 45 seconds, buddy.
And just so you know, that's the old record. There's a new record now. But
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, check this out. They have not had – now, I'm not a crazy optimist, but I am an optimist. They have not had enough division play yet to count them out from making the playoffs. That is a realistic statement.
Todd, did you major in math?
No, but I was exceptional in it and still am. I'm a realistic optimist or optimistic realist.
Well, you know what, Todd?
Let
me fire along the lines. That guy's name was Royce Sullivan.
Okay.
Shenandoah National Park in Virginia.
God.
He got hit 7 times.
This.
And
hit Google.
I did not know this, and now you're smarter. We can end the show
take
on this.
Take it away.
Almost 90% of all lightning strike victims survive. This, according to AI.
That's right.
There you go.
Thank you. Right. Todd, thank you, buddy.
I did not know that.
Down with the Browns and the Dog Pound.
There you go, Todd.
I do not want to be one of the people that finds out, though, if you're in the 10%.
Lee Trevino, Bobby Nichols. Remember that? And they're playing golf?
No.
During a golf tournament.
Lee got hit?
And Bobby Nichols, former club pro at Firestone, who was on tour.
All I know is in Caddyshack, man, he was having a great round.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1 o'clock or so, right here on The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.